Welcome to Trigger Talk Radio with your host, Dick Kupke. From handguns to rifles and hunting to self-defense, even a bit of politics. It's time to exercise your First and Second Amendment rights. Call and join the conversation, 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Dick Kupke.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Trigger Talk. And we are live. I'm getting some feedback there, Derek. So at any rate, we are here at the Walmart in Saline, and the state troopers are here. They've got their SUVs, and we're having a good time here. I'm here with Theron.
And I want to point out they haven't arrested any parents at a school board meeting here.
Well, we're having some technical problems right now at Walmart in Saline. Today, this is the last day for the Wham! Salvation Army Toy Drive. So if you would like to donate a toy to the Toy Drive, please get out to the Saline Walmart at 7000 Michigan Avenue in Saline, near the corner of Moon and Michigan Avenue. And I believe Dick Kupke is on the phone right now. Dick, are you there?
I'm here. If you want to patch me through while Theron's trying to fix it.
Yep, I've got you on right now, Dick.
Okay, so here we are. We are improvising. I'm giving this speech. You think, Theron, do you think NSA shut us down here? I don't know. We'll have to see what happened. Dave Janda would say that NSA shut us down. But I've got a fully charged phone here somewhere else. So welcome to Trigger Talk. And we are here at the Walmart in Saline, at the south entrance, and I got to tell you, it's kind of fun. We've got people dropping off gifts. We've got one person brought in a drone. I want the guy that gets that for Christmas. That was Tom from Northville. He brought in a drone, and we've got some other people that have brought in gifts and friends from church and stuff like that. So, yeah. So, Derek, if you hear. Theron is trying to call on the Skype line there. So then, we are here, and we have, matter of fact, it's kind of neat. We've got the state police here, and we have, Trooper McCarthy. He's going to talk to us in about 10 minutes. We have got Major Brian Goodwill from the Salvation Army, who's going to talk to us this year. And we've got actually Trooper Schreiber is here, and he has his dog here. He's a canine trooper, and so is his dog Woodson. And he is a really cool looking German Shepherd. So he's taking a break at the moment, but if you want to stop by and see him, stop by here. Bring a toy for kids. Remember, we're trying to do 1,600 toys for 1,600 girls and boys in conjunction with the Salvation Army. And it's really cool what they do is they do kind of a shopping experience where they set it up in a big warehouse, and the parents can come, and you've heard me talk about this before, the parents can come, and they say things like, I have a 12-year-old boy and a 9-year-old girl, and they go, okay, well, you can and go over here and shop for the boy and here for the girl, and then they can pick out a toy that the child will actually want. Maybe they're into music or into books or computer games or something like that. It's not like just, hey, take whatever we give you. You get to actually shop for your kids. So it's kind of cool. So at any rate, so let's talk about some of the normal things. And, we'll have to figure that out. So I'm going to wait till we get the system back up again to talk to you as opposed to doing it on a cell phone, okay? So at any rate, let's go through some of the things that we would normally talk about, because I know a lot of you are interested in, and especially the ones in New York and Missouri and Arizona and stuff like that. You're going, well, I can't get to Walmart and Saline, but we can go ahead and do a regular show for you, and then we're also going to intermix it with getting the toys for the kids here. So at any rate, in Michigan today, we have got the CCSA gun show in Lake Superior, State University up at Sault Ste. Marie. So, wow, if you're up in the UP up there, you got a great place to go. Now, if you're in Ann Arbor here, the Huron Gun Collector Show is actually at the Washtenaw Farm Council Grounds. That's one of our local shows here, and it's a fun one to go to. I went last month, and so it was quite a bit of fun. Then let's see, we've got the Kalamazoo Gun and Knife Show in Kalamazoo, and we have got the American Heritage Gun Show Plus in Hesperia at Christ the King Catholic Church. Oh, that's outstanding. So I think that it's great that the churches are still remembering the Second Amendment out there. In Ohio, we've got the Miami Town Gun and Knife Show. That's in Whitewater Township. The Yankee Lake Ballroom, which is Brookfield Township, Ohio. The Lancaster Special Ops Show in Lancaster, Ohio. The Medina Gun Show, the Cleveland Gun Show, and the Sharonville Gun Show. Holy cow, they are outdoing us again. In Missouri, the Adrian Optimus Gun Show in Adrian, Missouri. The Big Charles County Gun Show in St. Charles, Missouri. They canceled the Belleville Gun Show. Must be a bunch of pansies there. I don't know. And let's see, the RK Springfield Gun Show in Springfield, Missouri. So at any rate, New York, I'm sorry for Mike in Long Island, but no gun shows in New York. I guess it's good that you did indeed planning on moving to Arizona. Our numbers for CPLs were still, at the Michigan State Police, were still showing 766,490. And, oh, man, a little bit of a passing today. I feel bad about this. Maybe some of you who are older go, oh, well, he was a dork anyway. But Mike Nesmith from the Monkees died yesterday at 78 years old. So I was a Monkees fan as a young kid. And then I quickly switched over to Plunger and the Raiders, which is one of our favorite bump musics that I play. Let's see. So there's an interesting story about, okay, are we back on Skype now? Are we on Skype now? Okay, I'm going to put on my headset. Let's see if I can hear Derek. Hold on a second. Hey, Derek, can I?
Hey, Derek, can I? Can you hear me?
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Derek.
Back on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear
okay.
You, Nick.
I'll go back. Phone. Okay.
To the phone. Okay.
Well, we're hearing. Oh, now he's up and running. I just love this challenge.
Is all this going on over the radio?
This is the way all radio
should be. Normally it's marginal.
All right, you're back. We got your camera feed. Everything's good. Can you hear us over the radio now?
Okay, now I'm going to go.
All right.
I'm going to hang up.
Radio. Okay.
Hey, Derek.
Okay, Derek, you got me over the radio?
Here we are, the wonders of technology. I've still got a feedback loop. Derek?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We're going, and I'm going to shut off the phone, and we're going to talk just on the regular phone here, and we've got some people out here.
Trying to arrest you.
And no, this is Trooper McCarthy, Dennis McCarthy, and actually, let's go ahead. Yeah, come on over here and take the headphones from Theron, and we'll pass the buck here over to Trooper Dennis McCarthy, and he's in charge here today. You've got, Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. So you're in charge today here.
I don't know about in charge. I'm kind of running our little...
Well, we're having fun here. And, of course, we're Wham Radio. I'm not sure if you're familiar with us here in Ann Arbor, but it's a local AM radio show. And we are having, of course, in conjunction with the Salvation Army and our brothers at the state troopers, you know, the state police,
yes,
we're out here collecting toys today, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, you've got three other troopers with you, I believe?
Yes, I have three other troopers with me, and we also have one of them has a canine.
I know. You've got Woodson here, right?
Yes, yep. He just gets to hang out with us all day.
And Woodson is like the neatest looking German Shepherd I've seen. He's dark colored and everything. I think he's on a break right now.
He is on a break. But
but so you were down manning the north entrance, and we've got your, and then some of your guys are down here. There's Troop and Swantech down here with us on the
Trooper Daly down with me.
Trooper Daly down there. Well, that is great that you're here, and you've got your, for the kids to see, you've got your vehicles outside, right?
Yes, yep, we got them out front. We got a stuck the blue goose signs on two of them. Just to kind of, so everybody's not like, what's going on at Walmart?
Yeah. So. Do you know, the first year we did this here, it was so funny because I showed up at about 10:30 or so, and you had a couple of squad cars outside. They were all lit up, and I thought, oh, my gosh, what's going on? You know, is there a problem? And then but then we told everybody what was going on. But when you see lights by an entrance to a Walmart, you think there's a problem.
Yes.
But I noticed you got big signs on them. That's
we wanted to make sure that everybody, when they see that there's 3-4 patrol cars out there, that nothing's bad's happening. We're here for good reasons.
Yeah.
And we're here. The stuff the blue goose usually gets people because it's not as popular as...
okay.
Bring it a little bit, get a little awareness to it. Yeah. Our patrol cars are called, informally referred to as Blue Gooses.
Okay.
And then that's where it comes from.
So. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Now, by the way, in my past life, I was a chief engineer for Crown Victoria Police Cars at Ford Motor Company. And so I personally have the patent for the fire suppression system that we designed for them. But at any rate, I've always, and I had a uncle he's passed now, but an Indiana state trooper. So we got law enforcement in the family, but And so we're happy to be here. Oh, look at this. We got Woodson back and he's got his toy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He looks a lot nicer than he really is.
Oh.
Yeah. He is really good at what he does.
Oh, I'll bet.
And, I mean, he can track everybody's business and he's also a narcotics
dog. Is he? Okay. Well, you know, they have special abilities with being able to sniff out things as well as handle situations, right?
Yes,
that's very cool. Well, we're so happy to have you here today.
Thank you very much.
And we'll probably, maybe we'll get you in the second hour if you want to stop by at like 12:20, and then we'll catch the people who missed you at the beginning of the show, okay? Great. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate your support today.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Okay, you too. Okay, let's have very good. Major Brian, go ahead and put this on. Thanks again. Okay. Can you hear me? Okay, good. Pull the mic up a little bit. Okay. So we have Major Brian Goodwill. Now, you get this all the time, I'm sure, but isn't that a little odd having the name Goodwill and you're working for the Salvation Army?
It's funny. When I was a kid, I actually got to meet one of the generals of the Salvation Army, and that was one of the things she pointed out. She said, what a perfect name for a young person. Not even thinking about Goodwill Industries.
Yeah.
Just, you know, that mentality. So yeah.
Well, that is
my whole life, I guess.
Yeah, so I have a my last name is Cupkey, and people have been calling me Cupcake since I was a little kid. So, at any rate, and you're now, I'm sure you're a seasoned Salvation Army representative, but in the past we had another one, Chris Woods, I think it was.
Yep.
Yeah,
Chris Woods.
And then now this is our first year with you here.
Yeah. So my wife, Katrina, and I, we've been Salvation Army officers for 15 years now. And we just arrived here in the Washtenaw area this past July. The Woods, Major Chris and Mary Ann, they're actually not too far from here now. They're just serving the Salvation Army still just up in Plymouth area.
Oh, okay.
So we still see them actually fairly often. Great, great people. But for us, it's been a pleasure to...
Well, where did you come from?
We were just a couple hours north of here in Midland, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Central part of the
state. Sure. Well, so I should have known, just like the real, you know, like armed services and stuff, they may move you around periodically.
Periodically, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And so you are based out, is it on Urban Street?
Urbana.
Urbana Street. And every year, I was mentioning a little earlier when I was kind of ad-libbing on the phone because we had technical difficulties, but it is so neat the way you set it up so that parents can shop for their kids. Can you explain a little bit?
Yeah, so most years, the toys come in. We have them sorted out in our gym area. Most years, they're able to come in and select the gifts they want for their kiddos. Last year and this year, because of COVID, we're actually asking them for gift requests of what they would like for their kids.
Oh.
And then we're having volunteers sort of pre-pack those bags as close as we can get to those, just to minimize the number of people coming and going from a very small space.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with sort of the health restrictions and stuff like that, that's where we decided we had to go this year. We're really hoping for 22 to be able to open it back up, to have sort of that shopping experience.
Sure, sure.
But that is an important thing, too. It's something that I feel helps the parents feel like they have a little more choice, you know, in their kids, and they get to choose some things. That's why we're hoping that with the applications that ask for gift requests, we're going to be able to kind of match those up as best as we can and get those kids. It's not exactly what they want, something really close to what their parents would have chosen for them.
Well, hopefully we'll get through this by next year.
Oh, I
mean, even if we got to take another booster or something like that.
But our planning for it all begins so early in the year, too, that you know, we just had a hard time even knowing where we would be this time of the year.
Right.
And one of my hopes, too, for these kids especially, is that they never realize that these gifts came from the Salvation Army. My hope is that mom or dad or whomever it is that has custody of these kids that's coming through to pick up those toys for them, that they're able to choose how they say those gifts are from.
Whether it's
from mom or dad, Santa Claus, it doesn't matter to me. I want those kids to see this as a gift of love and hope from their parents.
Right.
That's really what it's all about for us.
Well, and we were talking about that last week. There's so many times, I mean, if you are a family in need and you're trying to decide between food and shelter versus some gift for the child, sometimes you just can't make that happen, and you guys are making it happen.
Right.
So.
And there's so many circumstances in life that creep up. You know, some folks have a little bit of a safety net in their savings account or something like that. Some folks, that safety net will get wiped out completely with one car repair. And they have to decide, do I repair the car?
Because I got to go to work. Yeah.
If I don't repair the car, I can't get to work. But if I the car, but I can't afford X, Y, and Z. And it gets into a cycle for some folks. But that's why we're here.
Yeah.
To be sort of an extra safety net for folks, to serve them with dignity and respect and the love of the Lord. That's really what we're all about.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you very much for what you do. You're going to be here with us the whole time.
Sure, yeah.
And then maybe in the next hour I can get you back to sit down again in case people missed you during the first hour, okay? Okay, great. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, that was Major Brian Goodwill from the Salvation Army. Stop by and see him. He is he's wearing a blue vest-like sweater, and he's got a beard, red hair, and so he's, matter of fact, you'd almost look good with my Santa shirt on. I'm wearing a red Santa shirt today, so and actually it's because I'm going out to cut down a Christmas tree right afterwards with my family, and I've still got two believers and a grandsons, okay, or a grandson and granddaughter that are 5 and 3. So he has not seen this shirt yet. I can't wait to go. Well, thank you very much. Okay, we are back here on regular Trigger Talk now, and we're coming up on a bottom-of-the-hour break probably in a few minutes. And so let's see. I was going to talk about different things today. Oh, you know, it's kind of fun. When we're here we never know where the show is going to go. People show up, sit down and talk to us. Actually, we've got Tom from Northfield Township is here. He always comes by. And I encourage any of the longtime listeners who want to stop by Walmart here. We're at the south entrance. And by the way, Woodson is back. And he is one sweet-looking German Shepherd. So you need to stop by and see Woodson. He is really good-looking. And bring a toy. And by the way, one of the things that's nice about doing it here at Walmart is that you can come in and you can go back and get a toy for a child and bring it and put it in our boxes. You can put it in the shopping carts by the state police, and you'll be able to, you'll be able to ensure that some nice child is going to be getting a toy. Here we have somebody famous that everybody wants to listen to. Sir, man on the street, can you join us in the radio, please?
I don't know. I've never done this before.
Okay.
I'm kind of nervous. First time calling. A gentleman just walked up to the state police dog. Is he around here? And he walks right up and he starts pointing in the dog's face, laughing, getting up closer. So when he got it done, I was screaming, sir, over here. He came up. I said, what kind of a moron walks up to a police dog and starts pointing at his face? What's with him? He starts laughing. I thought, yeah. And take your hand off.
No, I know. And Woodson, Trooper McCarthy told me that Woodson is very good at what he does. So. And he is such a pretty dog, isn't he? I mean, look
gorgeous,
at that. Yeah.
Gorgeous dog.
And lean and he's got a what do they call that? A Kong he throws around. That see, it's a toy like a ball.
Now these dogs a lot of times when they're done they stay with the.
With the handler, that's really cool. That's really cool.
The guy out at the firing line, Grant, who was a canine officer, I don't know if he's retired or not, but he's still got his dog.
Oh, does he?
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes that happens in the military, too. When a military handler's, when they retire a dog or the dog is injured and they're able to. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that dog's trained to kill, so you have to have it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to have, yeah. So, at any rate, here we are, and, and everything seems to be working fine. You can nod your head, Derek, if it is working fine there.
Derek,
okay.
Blink twice if you're being held captive. Hey, let's broach a subject here, Dick. By the way, we're down here at Walmart right now in Saline, and we have a toy drive going with the Salvation Army. And we'd like you to come down. Our basket's starting to get full, but we can have it overflow. Please come down here and put a toy in. The reason we're doing this is there are very many disadvantaged children around the area. And the parents can't afford toys for one reason or another. Lost their job because of Joe Biden crushing the economy, the BS that was the pandemic. But we want you to come down here and help these kids get a toy. Please come on down and donate a toy. We're at Saline and Saline at the Walmart.
Yep, and so I think we're probably getting ready. I'm expecting the music to start in a minute, huh, Derek? And we're going to have a bottom of the hour break here. Please, we'll be back. We'll be here until 1 o'clock today. Come on down and bring a toy down and stop and see me and see Theron.
Yes.
We'll be here until 1 o'clock. You listen to Theron on the radio every week. Now is your chance to meet him in person down here.
Bring him
some toys. This is Dick Kupke at Trigger Talk Radio here at Wyme Talk 1600. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Wham! Talk 1600. Welcome back to Trigger Talk Radio with your host, Dick Kupke. Call now, 734-822-1600 to join in the conversation.
And we're back. And we are sitting here with Theron, and also we are here with some state troopers, and we're here with Major Brian Goodwill from the Salvation Army. And we are collecting toys here at the Walmart in Saline. We're at the south entrance. We're broadcasting. There are a couple of state patrol cars, an SUV and a sedan out in front. And they've got signs on them that say, stuff the blue goose. And that's what they call their patrol cars, is the blue goose. And what they're trying to do is stuff them with toys along with us for the Salvation Army. So.
Oh, hello, everybody. Down here hanging out with Dick Kupke. Somebody just tossed a drone into this basket, and every year I say there's one toy I want to steal. What about this one? I won't. Some little kid will get it.
No, he won't steal. I'll watch him. He won't steal the toys. So.
We have the halls of Wham now are full of these boxes. Of toys overflowing.
And you know, I was going to take my phone. Let's see. This is our 15th year doing it. And so if we've done, let's see, calculator, 1,600 toys times 15 years, we've done 24,000 toys for
wow.
the kids.
Wow.
And And actually, we have a lot of times we exceed the 1,600.
Oh, we do every year.
Yeah.
And we've had people come to the studio, no idea, tears in their eyes, thanking us for doing it.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't have had any money to buy toys for their kids. They're barely paying their electric bill. They got to 1 week pay the electric bill, the next week get food, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And there really is poverty out there, and we're helping little kids not be suffer because of Christmas time.
Yep. And Brian Goodwill, who is the major for this area, and I found out that in the past, in all 14 other years, we had Chris Woods, Major Chris Woods.
And
no, he moved to a different area. Pardon me. He is up in Plymouth now, and Major Brian Goodwill came down from Midland to here. They kind of rotate him around a little bit. And he said that, unfortunately, they're still doing they've got COVID restrictions still. And so what's happening is that they are, instead of the parents actually getting to shop and go out and shop, what they're doing is the parents are saying on a slip, this is what my child would like, and the Salvation Army person goes and gets them and bags them up for them.
It's
so,
like the old, what was it, Shopper's Fair, whatever it was called, where you handed them a thing at the
service merchandise.
Service merchandise.
Yeah.
What about my first DVR from there?
Do you know, that was over, there was a service merchandise over on, and then there was another one on, what is, by Fraser's Pub.
Packard Road.
On Packard Road right there. There was one. It might have been called like a buyer's club or something like that.
I remember. They had CD players in there for $2,000. Oh, that was back in the day when they were putting stuff out for the first time.
I know.
And even VHS, that's what I meant, VHS recorders. They were like $2,300.
I had a Beta.
I think I paid $900 and thought it was fabulous.
Oh, yeah. I paid like $900 for a Beta one.
Yeah.
And the Beta one had these great big, you know, do you remember nowadays you touch everything that's electronic and remotes, right? It had big levers that you pushed down.
I remember. It had a crank on the side.
No, almost had a crank.
Let's talk about something gun-related here. I wanted to.
Okay.
You're going to indulge me, and I sort of broached the subject last week on
yourself. Go ahead.
I want people to pay very close attention. I had a long talk with a UCSSA attorney. That's UCCSA, United Concealed Carry of America. And I don't know how many of you have had mail in the car or want to buy stamps. Dick and I were talking about this. You're legally carrying a firearm. You got it on you. You think, I'll just go through the post office, drop this letter off in the mail. You're not taking into consideration that being a federal facility, you're not allowed to have a gun in there. As a matter of fact, it's a felony. So I had a talk with this attorney, and we were both talking about this. I don't know how it came up, but I mentioned buying stamps. And he said, stop doing that. And he said, I do it every now and then, too. He says, if you are caught, especially in Washtenaw County, with the prosecutor we have now, you're going to jail for a real long time. They will. Well, first of all, it'll be a federal beef. But I last night left the studio. I had a whole bunch of mail. I went to my house, dropped my firearm off, went to the frickin' post office, mailed the letter, and came home. I feel so angry about this, but I'm never going in that facility again with a firearm. This isn't the same as if you go into an IKEA where it says no firearms allowed. That's BS. But if they ask you to leave, you have to leave. You're not going to get arrested for anything for that. But don't go to the post office with a firearm.
Yeah.
And then he told me, the reason he scared me, he told me a nightmare story about a guy right here in Washington County when Mackey was still prosecuting attorney.
Yeah.
The guy now is even worse. But anyway... he's a Soros attorney now. But anyway, they busted his balls over. I think he had his concealed carry expired by, I think, 1 day or 2 days. And he was, I don't know how it turned out, the details on that, but they wouldn't give him a pass. He lost his job as a security agent at a local church. His boss let him keep his job, but he was convicted. He fined some insane amount of money. I can't remember. I don't think he went to jail, but they wouldn't let up on it. So, but the lesson to be learned is don't be in violation of a firearms law for two reasons. First of all, you're going to go to jail. But second of all, if you have any kind of like concealed carry insurance, they won't cover you.
Yeah.
Broken the law.
Yeah. So, yeah. They'll the concealed carry insurance will cover you in the event of a good shoot.
Exactly.
Okay. And the civil liabilities and stuff that goes along with that. But But if you broke a law, then you're pretty much on your own at that point.
And it's infuriating to think that these laws shouldn't be here in the first place. They're in clear violation of the Second Amendment. Whatever states have done to run roughshod over that, you got to be very careful about that.
Well, you never had that until, of course, we all know the term going postal. And of course, it's like what's going on right now with Oxford High School and stuff like that. I was just reading last night. You know, there's a whole group of lawmakers, legislators in the state, all with a D after their name, who are saying, well, now maybe we could get some real gun control laws in here.
And that would have stopped it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and even the ones that they go, well, and the father, he had bought that gun just 4 days before the guy did it. So we need to have a 7-day waiting period. So what? He would have done it 7 days after. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like the laws, it's against the law to go into a school and kill somebody. Or to go into a Walmart and kill somebody, or to go anywhere and kill somebody. So if those laws aren't sufficient to stop you, then how can one of these stupid laws that they're going to legislate in make a difference?
On my show the other day, I was talking about, I call it maniacal child. And I don't mean that in any frivolous way. Maniacal child ain't going away. We saw it with Klebold. We saw it with Aurora, Colorado. We saw it in Florida. We've seen it so many places. Maniacal child. It's going to happen. More often than not, it's some kid who's been bullied. Not that that's an excuse, but they've already been made mentally unstable to the 10th power.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen. There's no way out of it. All you can do is be ready to shoot back and take down maniacal child on scene.
You know,
that's it. There's no way out. Sorry, that's cold-blooded,
yeah,
but it's true.
Evil is evil. And so, you know, and it still is true. Our greatest school incident in Michigan is still the explosion at Bath, when the farmer up there got angry at the, and he did a bombing at the Bath elementary school there and killed dozens and dozens.
20s,
long time ago. Yeah, and so you're not going to stop it. Now here comes somebody putting in some toys. Let's see, we got to look to see what do we got. Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, books too. Now, see, that's very thoughtful.
Give kids books.
Because they need something to read. Let's see, what books have you got? St. George and the Dragon. Okay. And what's Pirates? Oh, cool.
Perfect.
So, see, now don't let this guy outdo you here. Come on down and bring some other books and stuff. Thank you very much. So stop by and say hi because we enjoy it. I'm Dick Kupke, by the way.
Trigger Talk Radio.
Okay,
thanks. For being one of my 19 listeners.
And that's where the show today kind of isn't the typical show where you guys come back, can tune in and we talk about guns or politics and stuff for the hour or 2 hours now. Because people come by and talk to us, and that's what's fun. I mean, this is our opportunity to get out and meet people and stuff. I know you think that human contact is greatly overrated, but this is a fun one, right? So
unless they're cute. Look, before we blow past this subject, this is a very important subject right now, given what happened in Oxford, Michigan. They're piling on right now, and of course they'll always be doing that whenever there's a chance. I really put it cold-bloodedly, but accurately, is they get on the top of the corpses before they're even cold and start screaming gun control. You got Jeffrey Figer out there now.
Figer is trying to make a statement.
Yeah, and well, he's actually been obtained to sue on the part of the victims.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with that necessarily, but I do have a big problem with the politicization of this. It's like I liken it. If you're in Thailand, the tiger comes into your village and eats a couple of children and goes back in the jungle. You can't stop that.
Yeah.
You can only kill the tiger.
Yeah.
And you should be prepared before it gets there. That's the way we need to approach this in realistic terms, not in laws.
Yeah.
Absurd.
And, you know, I do want to say one of the other things, too, and we've talked about this, is that there is parental responsibility, okay. If you've got a kid who is in a dark place and needs some help, and stuff like that, then it's your responsibility to help that child.
If you don't know that, you're an abusive or neglectful parent.
That's right.
There's
that's
no
right.
way you cannot know that if you're paying attention.
Oh, hey, look at this. Look at this. Everything? Holy cow, look at this. We have got...
Thank you, sir. we got an entire basket full of toys.
Yeah, and oh, let me look to see what good stuff. We got a gingerbread house. We got a Care Bear. We got blankets. Now, see, that's really thoughtful. And then
educational stuff.
And he's got artificial flooring for a kid's gun shop.
And we've got train sets for ages 6+. Oh, man. Well, thank you, sir. No. That's we don't need that. Thank you so much.
That's what you used to write.
That is outstanding. And we want to take a picture? Oh, Rob.
What? We're in the middle of a radio show, but we'll get.
Ah.
Get in behind us. We got to do radio right now.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and take a picture. Oh, okay. You want to be in the picture? No. Okay, we're talking on the radio. But we do have a heck of a lot of toys here.
Yeah, okay, there, you can get a picture this way.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, this
Go
is
ahead.
Cool. This is
say,
cool.
Say
okay, thank you.
I was going to say, Dick, I didn't. We just got our picture
okay.
taken on the radio. All right.
Okay, well, that's great. I'm glad that...
We're down here in Saline Walmart, and we're having a toy drive.
Do you know what happens is we have
the
good conversations with people about guns and things like that, and then what happens is that, oh, here's somebody from Walmart that wants to take a picture. Okay, thank you. And
we're doing radio here, sir. We can't talk right now. I appreciate you being a fan, but we're on the radio. Thank you. All right, back into the show.
Okay, back into the show. Okay. So, at any rate, we were talking about the parental responsibility, okay?
Yeah.
And one of the things that is important, and you know this and I know this and most people know this, is the proper securing of your firearms, okay? And
absolutely.
And that includes – boy, thank you, thank you. That includes not just – like keeping them in a safe when you're not there and stuff like that.
Right.
But first of all, this father, and I'm not an attorney and stuff, but I am a firearms instructor, and we teach people about securing their firearms. And one of the things is you don't, no matter you, by the way, you should have a firearm with you. I carry a lot of times in the house. Okay.
Yeah. On that note, real quick here, not to interrupt you, but if you have a firearm with no ammunition in it, that's like a car with no gas in it. It's useless.
Oh, I know. I was talking about that last week. One of the don'ts of carrying guns is carrying without one in a chamber even. You know
exactly.
what I mean? But the thing is that you should have a gun with you or have quick access to it
in
the house and stuff like that. But what you don't want to do is leave it in the nightstand next to the bed because, by the way, that is the first place that the robber or the burglar is going to look for it. They're going to go and they're going to empty all your drawers out in your bedroom and look to see if you've got a gun in there, okay? Because you know what? They may find a watch. They may find some jewelry or something like that that they've got to go get rid of, and it's tough to get rid of, and they won't get much for it. They find a gun, then they're going to be able to get a lot of money for that, okay? So the thing is that you need to secure your guns safely because we don't want to be buying guns for the crooks. But you also don't want to be buying guns for your disturbed child if you've got a disturbed child, okay? I know some people that have some children that are a little bit needing help. You know what I'm saying? A little on the spectrum of some – and
that's
you know what?
Crazy.
And they want
let it go. Anyway, go ahead.
But what happens is they purposely don't have any guns right now because they don't want to tempt a child or something
right.
like that. And so I want to say it is a parental responsibility. It's not the school's responsibility. And in this case, the school, by the way, when they found the guns or the drawings and stuff like that and the attitude, and they had the parents in, and then they didn't do anything about it, that there's a whole lot of culpability in a lot of places. Right. But ultimately, you're the parent of that child. Now, once they're 18, there's not anything you can do about them anymore. Exactly. But before that, you can.
Well, one of the things also that you do, people need to take into consideration is when you absolutely need that firearm, you don't want to be thinking, where is it?
Right.
You don't want to fumble over a combination on a safe.
Right.
You don't want to have to pull out a key and unlock anything.
No.
What you want to do is have instant access to it, and you want to be able to use it. But even before that, you need an instant alarm function in your home so that when you're
woke up in the middle of the night,
you know when somebody's coming the door before you even need to reach for a firearm. That's absolutely a must.
We're here until 1 o'clock. We're broadcasting live right now. You're on the radio right now.
No, hold it. Stop. We're doing radio. Stay right there. Freeze. Nobody gets hurt.
Hold on.
Anyway, to cap this off, you must be prepared and you must be educated. You can't be have a kid have access to a loaded firearm. Can't have.
No. And I want to say there's a different time. Maybe it was because it was in the 40s and 50s and 60s, but we grew up, we had firearms in the house. I don't know. Did you have firearms in the house?
We had a rifle. That was it.
Okay. We had firearms in the house, and we got to shoot them when we wanted to. We knew not to touch them. It was a whole different world. Right. You know what I mean?
And my father's house, there was five firearms in every room.
Yeah. You know, and nowadays, kids, you know, I mean, look at the, I put a video or a meme up the other day called Thug Life, where it was, these guys are showing off their guns on social media and stuff like that. And it's just like, the world has gone crazy that they've lost their senses. The social responsibility of people.
By the way,
people,
those guys' main sponsors are now running the United States of America.
Yeah.
It's a corporate.
Yep.
Go ahead.
No, that's okay. So at any rate, I just want to say you have a responsibility as a parent to make sure that your kids. By the way, there's nothing. And do you know something? I had my first negative. If you're listening out there today, I'm going to talk about you. I had my first negative call last week on the show. First time. Other than when I had that one crazy Washtenaw County Commissioner on. That was I invited him on. That was different.
They're all pretty crazy.
They are. But we had somebody who called up last week, and Derek took the call, but the guy didn't want to talk or something like that, but he was disappointed and upset that I was talking about gifting guns to children and people, okay? It's just too soon after Oxford and all that. You know what? Give me a break.
After Oxford, it's
always an anniversary of something. It happened to be the other day. It was the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, okay? So maybe we should be talking about, defending ourselves then. It's always an anniversary of something. Somebody will go, it's only been 7 months since the shooting and stuff. Give me a break, okay? You should be talking about these things all the time and talking about self-defense. And by the way, teaching your children gun safety.
Exactly.
When I want to say that those are not made-up pictures that you see when you see them old-time pictures from the 50s and 60s of kids, little kids in school holding a rifle, and that's because the teachers were teaching them gun safety. In school.
Well, right now, I'd be willing to bet you for every one kid, which I call maniacal child, these psychotics, the guy in, Sandy Hook, all that. For every one of those, there's probably, I'd say easily 50,000, if not more, children that are 6, 7, 8, 9 years old using guns safely.
Now, I want to say thank you to this lady. She came back. She put a toy in there. Thank you so much. We're very happy to have you.
We can't do conversations while we're on the radio. We'll stick around and we'll talk to you.
I'm going to be taking a break in about 3 minutes, so we'll be able to talk to you then. Stick around, okay?
You can buy us a drink.
So at any rate, but back in those days, by the way, and you've mentioned this before and I've mentioned it, when I was growing up, all of my teachers were Korean veterans or World War II veterans and stuff like that. You know, because in the 60s, that would have been 20s, or they were 40 years old at the time. They had all fought in World War II. And so they are very, very well trained in gun safety and stuff like that. And they wanted to make sure the kids of today – now, it's always boys, but girls too, okay? You want to make sure kids understand gun safety and respect guns. It's not like, you know, the other thing is we didn't have video games where you shot everybody and then you just hit start over and everybody's exactly. back alive again. Right. We had a respect. We had a decent respect for people and their lives and their property and the law.
We were taught not to kill people.
Yeah, yeah. How about that? Yeah.
And we played cops and robbers, cowboys and Indians. We didn't go out and shoot anybody.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you knew you don't hurt people.
I put a meme up sometimes on my website that says, and it's a picture of an old single action army and the sides flipped up and it's got a roll of caps in it. And I can, and the underneath it says, I can smell this picture.
I've got them at home on my downstairs in my TV room. I've got one on a cap gun, and thanks to Muriel's Dollhouse.
Didn't it always have a nice smell to it?
It's like you need a little behind each ear.
Yeah. Well, that's almost like, I got to tell you, in Theron's studio back at Wham, he's got something that I gave him years ago, and it is an air freshener Hops number nine. Okay. and actually, I probably should bring some in and rejuvenate it now.
I got to tell you, just rejuvenate a little, because last time around, people were choking. Right? Didn't bother me, but a lot of people said, what is that?
Do you know that there is actually, there are companies that make cologne, men's cologne, and women's perfume in hops number nine. And I got to tell you, I find that enticing, wouldn't you? If you know, you're in a bar.
By the way, real quick, you mentioned gifting.
We got the music going.
Gifting children guns. People have been doing that since the past 6,000 years.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about that again in a little bit, because I've got some gift ideas that we want to talk about for people. And this is a gun talk show, so we should be talking about guns a little bit. But we're at Walmart in Saline at the south entrance, and we are out here with our 1,600 toys for 1,600 girls and boys drive with the Salvation Army and with the state police. So come by and bring a toy. This is Dick Kupke and Theron X at Trigger Talk Radio at Wham Talk 1600. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Welcome to Trigger Talk Radio with your host, Dick Kupke. From handguns to rifles and hunting to self-defense, even a bit of politics. It's time to exercise your First and Second Amendment rights. Call and join the conversation, 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Dick Kupke.
Well, good, and welcome back to Trigger Talk Radio. We are here. Oh, there's quite a delay we've got there. At any rate, we're here at the Walmart in Saline. That's on the corner of Moon Road and Michigan Avenue, or that's also like South State Street. Kind of like it's across from Briarwood Ford and Aspen Chevrolet and stuff like that. And do you know this? There was a restaurant called Big Patty's.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, Patty, they had outstanding hamburgers, and
the real party started after 2 o'clock.
Now, do you want to know what's upstairs? Do you know that upstairs there actually used to be a brothel? Can you believe it? Oh my goodness. Yeah. So at any rate, we're doing our 1,600 toys for 1,600 girls and boys. And this is our last day of now. And I went through and did the numbers. This is our 15th year doing this, and this makes for 24,000 And actually, you know, because we always exceed it every year, so probably 25, 26, maybe 30,000, but that's a lot of toys.
And I'm thinking the Chinese only made maybe 16,000 of those.
Well, look at these right here.
Beautiful toys.
Jeff Robbins, and I want to say he brought a shopping cart full of toys, and what an outstanding thing to do. And I mentioned a couple of years ago, one of my friends from Ford, who's retired now, he and his wife came, and they came in to say hi on the show and stuff. That's listener Rick out there and his wife. They came by, and they came back about 10 minutes later with two bicycles. They had gone over and bought kids' bikes.
I remember that. That was mind-boggling.
Wasn't it? It was really neat.
By the way, Derek, Your video's out. Your camera's gone, but hopefully we're still on the
sounds like. Yeah, if we're not, then you just give me a call on my cell phone, and we'll be able to carry on last hour.
Yeah, this is really a beautiful thing that we do this, I think, collecting toys for kids. There are a number of toy drives, but this is one of the better ones in that the parents get to pick what they want to give their kids, as opposed to a bunch of toys just get dropped off on the floor.
Yeah, it is. And it's the Salvation Army has it all set up really neat. They're still having a little bit of COVID challenge because they try to make it so that people are not all packed together shopping at the same time.
And I want to point something else out. I did at least three shows on this. It's hit national news. Tucker Carlson's been all over. Dennis Prager's way all over. The national chapter of the Salvation Army has gone back, I mean, in a really racist way. The local Ann Arbor chapter is not buying into that. We had a long talk when this all came down. Please do not let that dissuade you from giving a little boy or a little girl a Merry Christmas, because they're doing the real work down here.
Yeah.
So come down and see us. We're at the Saline Walmart collecting toys for 1,600 girls and boys.
Yep. And matter of fact, just think of that. Some of those kids now are adults out there that we, the first couple of years, you know, the little kids, and now it's 15 years adult and probably burned by and stuff too. Right. So, Derek, we lost your camera signal. Testing. Call me on my cell phone and we'll continue. Okay. So anyway, one of the things I said I would talk about, and I do have some politics and stuff like that, but I wanted to talk about, okay. So at any rate, I was talking last week about gifting it. Yeah, we had lost the signal, but we got it back now. So at any rate, and the person was upset because I was talking about gifting a gun to a child. And we took into a discussion when we grew up with guns and kids. We're used to be taught gun safety in school.
Well, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to try to play a little bit of music. But in the meantime, I'm just going to mention that Theron and Dick Kupke. Dick Kupke is the host of Trigger Talk Radio here on Wham Talk 1600 and also 92.7 FM in the Chelsea, Michigan area. They are out at the Walmart in Saline, Michigan. That's at 7000 East Michigan Avenue, the corner of Michigan Avenue and State Road. So if you'd like to donate a toy to the Salvation Army Toy Drive, 1,600 toys for 1,600 girls and boys, please do so. We would greatly appreciate it. And I think Dick Kupke is on the phone right now. Dick, is that you?
It's me. Go ahead.
Okay, Dick. Yep. So we'll do the program on the phone for the time being, because it looks like the Skype signal is acting up again.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do that. Patch me in, and Theron will try to recover it again. And if we get you, then great. But otherwise, I was talking about some things that we were going to talk about. At any rate, so some of the things I was talking about was buying something for somebody who is a gun person that you want to support their hobby or their sport, but you're not sure what to get them. And, you know, it can either be gun stuff, it can be tooling, things like that to help, supplies. So I want to say, and I've got some lists here. Any sportsman would like to have, whether they're a archer or fisherman or shooter, is a multi-tool, okay? And I want to say,
That's for those of you who haven't paid attention to those. A multi-tool is one of these, it's like a pair of pliers stuff, and it's more like a pocket. It's got a pocket knife. It's got screwdrivers. It's got all sorts of stuff in it, you're able to carry it on your belt and stuff like that. But you're able to use it. You know, you're like MacGyver. You can fix anything, and you know, Papa or Dad has got his toys with him there. Are we back running? I'll wait until you tell me to switch back over.
I'm not quite sure what's going on, but we're getting like a couple, I think it might be the Walmart building interference. I don't know, but we're down here at a Walmart in Saline, and we're collecting toys for girls and boys for our 15th annual toy drive. So, Derek, are you hearing us clear? Are we back up and running?
Yep, I can hear
Derek,
you now.
On the radio?
Okay, this is Derek.
All right.
Okay, we're back. So another thing you might want to get them are targets, because you never can have too many targets. And a lot of times what people get, they'll get targets, they'll print them out on paper, you'll buy the ones like the NRA B8s and stuff that are just little targets. But one of the things that is really cool, thank you, sir, thank you very much, are called shoot and sees. Okay. Yeah. Shoot and sees. And shoot and see targets are ones that are, they're black, but when you hit it, it flakes away so that you can clearly see where you're shooting.
That's the only kind I use.
And they're usually self-adhesive. You stick them off, and you stick them on a piece of paper on a target.
Blinded all day.
Yep. And so shoot and sees, if you get somebody a pack, they're not that expensive. They're like 50 cents a piece. You can get.
And this might be grizzly, but you get them in human silhouette too.
You can. Or in targets, you can get them. If you're actually, you can get them shaped like maybe you're a varmint hunter. So, exactly. So you want to be shooting something that looks like a woodchuck or a groundhog or a squirrel or something like that. Now I know there are people who are, oh gosh, you shoot something. Well, that, you know what. This is the same discussion we have all the time about deer hunting and other things, where people are saying, matter of fact, there's a big push right now where scientists, the biological scientists, are trying to eliminate hunting to protect species. Well, do you know what really happens is, in reality, the conservation money that the state uses, that the Michigan DNR or Countrywide and stuff like that, that they use to have wildlife preserves and to thin herds and stuff like that. This is all managed by science.
Well, here's another piece of this, Dick, that you never think about. That deer that you did shoot, that you saved its beautiful little life, it's going to fall through the ice and drown, starve to death, be ripped apart by coyotes, die of intestinal parasites. It's, life's brutal, and you're almost doing it a favor when it gets to a certain age. It's had a full reproductive life and all that, and then it's nourishing you. So it's just stupid.
Well,
to make that argument.
Exactly. And what happens is the number of licenses that are allowed and the harvesting of deers and stuff like that, those are prescribed by the DNR because they look to see what the populations are in an area and see how many that they can harvest, you know, responsibly. By the way, you don't just shoot a deer. You harvest a deer,
right,
and you take
exactly.
it. And you, by the way, a lot of places in Michigan, too, there's places where hunters can take the deer and they can donate the venison, and it goes right. to homeless shelters and stuff like that.
I think if the deer could actually speak and had a vote, they'd say, I'd rather be shot than be ripped apart by coyotes while I suffer from a broken leg at the forest eating
Ohio. I would
That's
agree.
What happens.
Also, by the way, the same people, this is like when in Ann Arbor they have the deer calling operations and people, how can you shoot a little deer? Well, they're the same people who complain that oh, look at all the deer accidents where people are hitting them with their cars. And these darn deer, my mom has 26 deer on her 5 acres out there. And one time she counted 26 deer. But then at the same time, she's complaining that they eat her flowers and eat her tomatoes and eat her everything on the garden.
And by the way, I don't hunt, but I want you to shoot every freaking deer you can because those bastards cost me about $5,000 in landscaping on my house.
They did. That real brutal winter we had, and they didn't have a lot to eat.
Yep.
They came up and ate all of my hedging.
Yeah, they do.
Never came back.
And
shoot those deer, please.
And it's responsible to be culling those herds, and that's why they actually do that individually and stuff like that. So we have got are you going to talk today?
Yeah, that's what they told me to come on.
Oh, excellent. Theron, can we
I will get out of the way.
Okay. We have got the state police with us here, and actually we're fortunate too. This is Trooper Schreiber, and Trooper Schreiber is the handler for the canine that's here. What's your dog's name, sir?
My dog's name is Woodson.
And he is a gorgeous, obviously a pure blood German Shepherd, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, I'm not on a radio, but they can hear me. When that dog retires to stay with you, you keep that dog for life. So your dog, you train him to keep him.
Correct. When he retires, we have an option to keep the dog if we want.
You're going
to
keep him, right?
Absolutely.
We're holding you to it.
I want to say that, and it's the bond between the dog and the officer, right?
Correct.
Between the trooper. And he was here. I was watching him chase his Kong around. And I hear he's very good at what he does.
Yes, he is. He's very good. He's my third dog that I've had.
Really?
Yes.
So, did they all retire, age out?
Actually, my last two have passed away.
Okay. Oh, that's a shame. But dogs don't last forever.
That's right.
They unfortunately, they many of us who have dogs, we go through them in our lifetime because their lifetime is so compressed compared to ours.
Correct.
Yep. We've got pictures of them where the dog is there, and it's, you know, the picture frame says, "Thanks, I had a nice time," or, you know, "It was great," or something like that. So.
Absolutely.
So you're here collecting toys with us today.
Yes, I am. This will be probably my seventh or eighth year doing it.
Okay. So, you know, I didn't pay attention because I was more enamored with your dog previously, but it's fun to have the dog here. It attracts people and kids too.
Correct.
Now, but you don't come up and pet a police dog, do you?
Right. It's always working. It's always thinking about work. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like you're always working. You're always scanning. You're always it just like that. But now you have got a ton of toys over there.
Oh, yes. It's amazing how many toys we've collected today.
Yeah. And the people that are here, Celine is a generous community. Ann Arbor's a generous community. And it's nice that the people of Walmart let us in, and actually for them it works well too, because people can come and many people are walking in empty-handed and dropping off toys on the way out, aren't they?
Oh yes, it's amazing how generous the Sling community is.
Yeah. Well, I am now. We've got. Let's see. There's and you're Trooper Schreiber. We've got Trooper McCarthy, Trooper Swantek, and.
I don't know who the other trooper is down at the other end.
Oh, so. Okay. Now, where are you out of? What post?
We're out of the Brighton post, all of us.
All of you are out of Brighton. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's cool.
But a lot of us actually live in the community that we work in.
Okay.
So we don't actually go to the post very much anymore. We commonly take our patrol cars home, and we work right from our houses.
Does your dog come home with you?
Oh, yes, he does.
Oh, well, that is cool. Now, do you have a family?
Yes, I do.
And do the kids love the dog?
Well, it's a little different on having a police dog at home because they don't actually go inside our house. They're all kennel dogs.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you have to maintain that.
Correct.
Interesting. Now, if you do ever get the dog, if he stays with you afterwards, then he becomes an inside dog.
Oh, absolutely. He's definitely, he could be an inside dog. He's one of the ones that he loves kids and he loves playing, so he would definitely be considered an inside dog once he retired.
Oh, that is fun. That is fun. Well, I want to thank you for being here with us today. I hope, now we missed last year because of COVID. They didn't have us here, but hopefully I'll see you again next year out here.
Yep.
Very good. Well, thank you. This is Trooper Schreiber from the Brighton Post of the Michigan State Police. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Brian, you want to come? This is, I'm going to introduce in just a second here. This is Brian Goodwill,
And Brian is a major with the Salvation Army here in Ann Arbor area.
Correct. Yep.
And now, where do you live?
We live right here in the Tulane, Pittsfield area. Yep.
Okay, yep. Good. And this is his first year down here because you moved from Midland, right?
That's correct, yep. So we were for about 9 years stationed in the Midland area. We just arrived here at the start of July.
Okay. And did you guys do a similar toy drive up there?
Oh, yeah. You know, we've been Salvation Army officers, my wife and I, for 15 years now. But even before that, I've been involved with Salvation Army toy drives and those kinds of things, even since I was in middle school. You know, so just helping out in all kinds of different ways throughout most of my life, really. Just seeing what kind of impact we can have for the communities that I've lived in.
Well, that's great. That's great. And now you're down here in our community. And we enjoy, this is a good, Saline's a generous community, Ann Arbor's a generous community, but that doesn't mean, and it may be, compared to some areas of the state, it may be more affluent than others, but that doesn't mean there's not poverty.
Oh, no. Yeah, we've got already over 1,000 children that we're going to be helping in just a week and a half or so with gifts and toys, and it's that's the reason that we're doing what we're doing is to really provide opportunities for families, for moms and dads that have been struggling a little bit this year. And, you know, we talked earlier too. Maybe it's not even that they're living in continual poverty, but they just don't have the extra resources
right.
This time of year for a few extra gifts. And while we know that Christmas isn't just about presents, those presents are something bigger than that. They're a symbol of love and hope for those kids. It's a way for parents to express that love and joy of this season with their families.
Yeah.
And for those that can't afford it, they start to feel bad about themselves. And you know, that's a shame. We want them to be able to come to us at the Salvation Army to receive these gifts with dignity and respect and to be able to hand them over to their children without those kids ever having to know really where they came from.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they don't need to know that mom or dad needed a little help to make this happen. It just, that's great. And so, and we had like, this is from one guy came in, a longtime listener of the show, also a friend of mine from out of Tri-County Sportsman League, Jeff Robbins. And look at this entire, and very thoughtful toys, including blankets and play mats and educational things, okay, and then train sets. Oh, yeah. So a lot of fun here. A lot of fun. So at any rate, thank you for being here, and we'll look forward to doing it again with you next year.
Look forward to it for sure. It's a great partnership. Great to get to know you guys here at WAM Radio.
And, you know, I don't know if you were here before with Theron. I figured out we've been doing this for 15 years.
That's wonderful.
1,600 toys. And actually, we always beat it,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But even at the minimum, 1,600, we've donated 24,000 toys.
That's incredible.
So
that's incredible. We're so thankful for that partnership and that generosity, not only of the radio station, of course, but really from our whole community, the folks throughout Washington County, supporting not just the Salvation Army, supporting White Radio, but really supporting each other.
You know,
I always say we're not able to give what we haven't received. And so when a family comes in or an individual comes in with just one or two gifts, we're able to get those out to those that want it, that need it, and it makes a world of difference for them.
Okay. What? Okay, I'll watch the phone. Yep. At any rate, we've had fun. We've had some technical difficulties
today. Yes, we have today, yeah.
And I got to believe, you know, what is this? We're supposed to have 5G and all that kind of stuff. We got one bar of LTE here. I don't know what's going on.
It's the windstorm.
It's a windstorm. Maybe it's got a tower down or something. So, well, thank you for coming today. Really appreciate it. And we'll be here for another half hour. I'm with Major Brian Goodwill from the Salvation Army here at the south entrance of the Saline Walmart here at the corner of Moon Road and State Street. So thanks. We'll see you next year.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So, hey, Derek, I'm not seeing your picture up there. So what I'm going to need you to do is give me a countdown when you get when you hit 10 seconds and I'll be able to take over. Can you still hear me?
Yep, I still hear you, Dick. I will turn the camera back on when the bump music starts playing.
Oh, okay, super.
Okay. Maybe that's the secret. We had to turn the camera off. You know, I think it's the NSA. Somebody's still out there trying to stifle the voices of Wham. That's what Dave Janda would say. So at any rate, some other things that I want to say might be fun. And this is actually, I've been a member of Tri-County Sportsman's League for 18 years now. And it was actually in 2003 that my wife gave me a membership. And you don't have to have a membership at a club like the Tri-County Sportsman's League or something, but you can buy your loved one some range time at one of the local ranges, like Ann Arbor Arms or Firing Line or T-Rex in Belleville. You can go and buy some time and be able to ensure that the people have plenty of time and access and places to go shoot. Well, this is Dick Kupke at Trigger Talk Radio here at Wham Talk 1600 and 92.7 FM from the Walmart in Saline. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Wham Talk 1600. Welcome back to Trigger Talk Radio with your host, Dick Kupke. Call now, 734-822-1600 to join in the conversation.
And we're back. We're on the air right now, and we're talking. It's nice to talk to you. Thank you for the skateboard. Appreciate it. Thank you. We are having fun. We've got different people coming by and talking to us, and they're obviously listeners of the show because one gentleman, we were just talking, and he goes, you know, I've never heard you talk about this before, but why is it that when I buy a gun and I fill out a 4473, thank you very much, sir, appreciate it, why is it that I have to declare my race on there, that I'm white or black or what? And he said, there aren't any other choices. And I want to say that's an interesting and made me think, too. Why is it that we need to why do we need to declare a gender? I mean, by the way, I think this has got to be discrimination here because it only says male or female. I don't think it says that, you know, transgender, LGBTQF. LMNOP things on there. It's only got male and female. Now that's an official document. I wonder why the government doesn't have 57 different genders for us to choose from. By the way, I was just heard a thing that we were talking the other day about, and they were talking about it was an official government form, and it only had male and female on it. And I go, boy, they get all caught up in their underwear when they don't know what they're doing when they do that. By the way, I understand that we have got from people that are listening out there that we have some of our broadcast is breaking up a little bit, and I don't know what's going on here. I would have thought that they would have repeaters in the store or something like that, but and Theron's got a iPhone 12 with 5G, and he's not getting anything but one bar of 4G. So I don't know what's going on there. I apologize for it. We're having a lot of fun here at Walmart in Saline. We've got several listeners around talking. We've got Tom from Northfield Township is here, and he's waving right over there. He's probably antsy to talk about some ballistic tests. Well, come on over here, Tom. Let's see. Go ahead and put that on, and let's say hello from the official Wham Studio South here.
Oh, well, hello from
Walmart.
From Walmart,
yeah. So it's good, you know, and you're kind of like an extended member of the Wham family here because you work so much. We've done so many things together, and you're all over my webpage with the ballistic tests and stuff, right?
Yes, it's been fun, and I'd like to do some more testing.
Yeah,
if they ever get bullets in,
we're going to have fun. You know, it's going to lighten up a little bit. We're going to get more more open as a society again. We're going to get more bullets back again and stuff like that. Yeah. Hey, I did, by the way, I did get, I picked up a, Beretta CX4 Storm, pistol caliber carbine and 40 cal. So,
we got to test that.
Yeah. So, we'll do a little bit of, maybe we'll have to test some new 40 cal ammo in it.
Yes.
That would be cool.
Some more, and not just test it. We need to chronograph it.
Yeah. And it's got a 16 inch barrel. So it's going to be, a little more than a pistol, not quite a 24-inch rifle. So right. Be interesting to see how that one does.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Tom, I'm glad to see you out here. It's always fun. You have been one of the stalwarts of our radio broadcast. You always come by when we – and you also – I think the first time I met you in person was when Theron and I were teaching down at Cabela's, remember?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first time.
Yeah, and you brought out some 45s or something to show me.
Yes. Yeah, yep. There were 45 cals.
Yep. That was fun. Gosh, that seems like yesterday, but it's been 10 years ago or more, probably.
Yeah, at least.
Yep. So, and we're coming up on 22. Gosh, I did my first broadcast in 11, so 10 years, growing on 11 years now.
Yeah.
So, and I'm glad to be back to 2 hours. We got more time to talk about ballistics in the future.
Yeah,
we can have some good discussion. So
yeah, and I caught on to your show in 2013 when I got my first handgun.
Okay.
And I was listening a little before, but I couldn't go out and really get a handgun. You had to go and get those permits.
Yeah.
Buy a purchase permit.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Because I knew the law was changing.
Yeah.
As soon as the law changed, I went out.
Well, and they make it, you know, we still have our idiotic pistol registrations in this state, but they make it much easier to do now because you can get them right, register them right from the dealer when you buy it. So,
yeah. A lot better.
Yep. So, anyway, so what are you wanting for Christmas gun related?
Well, I put you on the spot here,
yeah, huh?
You did, because
you know what happens.
I have everything.
Oh, there's always something more that you can get.
Ammunition.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah. But actually, that's on my list of things here about things to get people for Christmas: ammunition. But being from an ammunition standpoint, hey, Theron, he wants to take your picture. He wants to take your picture. Oh, okay. oh gosh, it's fun to have people show up. You know what I mean? Because, and I get this all the time. You don't look like anything I thought you'd look like. I go, okay, now I have lost a few pounds. So, but the thing is, and I am gray and I'm old, but, people get an opinion of somebody on the radio from hearing their voice. You know, they think they know what they look. I used to, listen to Dick Purton, and Dick Purton always had these people on the radio with him, like Doc Andrews and stuff like that.
Yes.
And you would watch and you'd listen, and in your mind, I would listen to him on the way going to work and back. And I had this picture of what these people all looked like. And then you see them in real life. They don't look anything like.
Well, that's very true.
That's very true. So anyway, and I got a kick. I want to say one of my friends, listener Chuck, was telling me that he enjoys when we talk about, you know, things in our life and family and all that kind of stuff. And I said, and I think this is the greatest compliment that I've gotten, is when people listen to the show and stuff and I talk to them and they go, you know, I like listening to you because it's like sitting and listening to my grandpa talk. And I'm going, you know, that's a compliment. You know what I mean? Sitting and listening to somebody that is an elder in your family and that they may, you know, have experiences that you may not, sharing them with you. So,
that's right. In fact, when I came here, my wife made me turn the radio on and tune the one that's in our kitchen.
Yeah.
She says, put it on Wham Radio. I'm going to be in the kitchen. I want to listen to the show.
Okay.
So, hi, Barbara.
Well, good. And I met your wife over at your place, so that's good. And it's good that so many people. I want to say we are getting more and more. I had one listener here today who said, "My wife wants to learn to shoot now because she's been listening to you, and she wants you to teach her and stuff." You know, and I can do some of that. I am a CPL instructor and a NRA instructor, and I do some of that. I do some things sometimes with refresher classes and stuff like that. But most of the time, the CPL classes take place on Saturday, and I'm a little busy on Saturday doing a radio show, so I don't get the chance to teach as much as I used to.
Yeah.
But I am still certified. So, well, thanks for coming today, Tom. I appreciate it.
In the future, now, if you do get, I know you wanted to test out that the pistol,
yeah,
and everything. You still could do it if you came over, tested the pistol out. We'd get chronograph readings on that one if you needed that, you know.
Cool.
But you know, I'm still open for business. But when it gets cold.
I know.
Shut everything down because my test.
It might be springtime before we get going on it.
It gets cold. Everything, it changes everything.
Yeah, yeah. I've actually got an interesting one that I don't have any self defense ammunition for it, but I have got a CZ-52, which is one of those Czech semi automatics that's in 7.62x25. It's a it's a bottleneck little round.
That would be all right.
Yeah, and I would like to shoot that and see what it does. It's supposed to be a smoking hot round, but I don't know of anybody that makes any self-defense ammunition for it. I got to look into that. So.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate you coming by today.
That's always fun.
Okay, good. We'll see you later.
All right.
Just set that down right there. Yeah. Okay. And I'm assuming I see lights flashing that Derek just give me a quick okay. Is everything working okay?
Yep, everything's going good.
Okay, that's great. That's great. So I was mentioning about range time is something to get people. I know that these, especially in the Ann Arbor area here, you could go to Ann Arbor Arms and you can purchase somebody some range time to be able to go. And I want to say hi, that hi, how you doing? And I want to say that sometimes people are like, well, I want to go shooting, but I don't have time. I'm not, I don't have a place to go that I regularly go. Well, if you get them a membership or buy them some range time at like Ann Arbor Arms or Firing Line or something like that, then there's no excuse. They'll go, oh, well, gosh, I've got this card in my pocket. It says I got, 5 hours left or something like that. So it's kind of fun. You can, you absolutely can enhance somebody's experience by making it easier for them. So training is another thing that you can do. And that is, you can look forward. Oh, here comes somebody. Well, thank you, sir, very much. I appreciate it. Let's see what you got there. That's from Blaine's Farm and Fleet, I see. A whack-a-whim. Oh, that sounds like fun. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas. So along with range time, sometimes you can check the ranges will have, classes, either advanced classes. Now, you can do something like a CPL class if they're so inclined. But they have classes that are like for pistol caliber carbines and AR-15s. And they have ones that are just – they actually have some beginning classes that you can get. And it might be like an entry-level pistol class. And so what you can do is maybe as part of somebody who says, I think I've been wanting to get a gun, and so many people have. Every year we've got 20 million people that are buying guns, and some of those are buying, they're already shooters, but other people are first-time shooters. So the ability
to have a class with it, a entry-level pistol class or a beginning shooters class, even something like, now it's already deep into hunting season, but in the fall, hunter safety class is a fun thing to sign somebody up for. I still like magazines. Oh, I like gun magazines. I got them in my pocket. I'm sitting. Let me see. What have I got? What's on my hip today? Ruger LCP. Or no, I've got the Springfield XDS, and I'm showing Tom what I've got right there. Those are Barnes TSXs in 45. I still like those a lot.
They work.
Yep, they work. There's things, though. So when I talk about magazines, I like having lots of magazines, but that's magazines like ammunition holders. And don't call them a clip, please. But I like gun magazines. I get American Rifleman because I'm a lifetime member of the NRA. But also, I signed up for a guns and ammo subscription. And I want to say, it is so cheap. You can get like 3 years for like $23 or something like that. You're getting, you know, a buck a piece for a magazine. Well, what's amazing with guns like that or magazines like that is that you are able to, well, you got them in the magazine rack in the bathroom, right? Everybody has a magazine rack in the bathroom. And by the way, it's not good. Go in and take your tablet or your computer or your phone, but a good old fashioned magazine, that's outstanding to have. And I've got them all over the house. So, and actually, the kids like them. My granddaughter, when she was learning to go to the bathroom on the potty, she goes, "Oh, I want to see what kind of gun I want to buy." So she was like 3 years old. It was hilarious. And I got to tell you. My grandson, my youngest grandson, they have out in their house, they have a fireplace, and in their fireplace, they've got, an old tractor catalog, which is called Steiner's Tractor. And after I've finished with them, I give them to him, my son, and then he will tear the pages out and use it as fire starters. Okay, you know, kindling like to start his fire in his fireplace. The catalog, big thick catalog, and it's so funny because the other day he was starting a fire, and my 3-year-old grandson was, tearing out pages and stuff to do it, and then he goes, "Oh, we can't burn this one." And why is that? And he's, because it's got a picture of a tractor on it. He likes. So at any rate, he put it aside and he had it at lunch. Hi, what you got there?
All right.
Very nice.
My back
very
on the
nice.
Radio. Am I back on the radio, Derek?
Thank you.
Okay, hold that sign up again. I've got to make a couple announcements.
Okay.
Ed from Ypsilanti is on the phone with a comment. Tell him to hang on a second.
Okay.
I just talked to Kurt from Accent. Listen to this. You're going to love this.
Okay.
Accent Jewelers in Saline. He just came up, the owner of that jewelry store. Gave me $100. He says, go buy the kids $100 worth of toys.
Isn't that
so
nice?
I sent our pal back there. I said, buy some guns for the boys. Anyway.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much, sir.
That's on the phone. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Look at, you see his Veterans Day picture? Isn't that great? Look at that one right there.
I love it.
Very nice. Cool, so we've got Ed from Ypsilanti on the phone. Ed, we've only got a couple minutes. Go ahead.
Hey, man, good show. I can hear of it. We've lost power. I was going to come in and bring a toy, and then we lost power. Pastor Rick lost power. Now while I'm listening to you driving in the studio, because we're going to do that, the studio lost power. You guys were out there for a couple minutes. But Derek, Derek persevered. Yeah, yep, you guys are up again.
Well, so, you know, these windstorms that we have, they end up
exactly.
Really, yeah.
And I got to tell you, when we lost power at Wham, we've got a generator that kicks in, but there's a 7-second delay, so that's probably what was going on.
Yeah.
Right, right. I just am curious on those federal forms. If I decide to change my gender, is it a felony if I don't go back and change the form?
No, I just changed my gender this morning, man. I swear to God, I forgot about this till right now, and I got God's truth. I went down here in Walmart to hit the can. I went in the women's room by accident. I took a leak, and I realized that something strange in here. There's no urinals. This woman comes out as I'm washing my hands. I said, "Man, you really screwed up. You're in the men's john." She says, "No, you're in the women's john." I freaked out. I swear to God, I was. She's laughing her ass off. I'm apologizing profusely. I said, in 2021, I guess it doesn't matter anyway. So anyway, I changed my gender this morning.
I went into, and I went in there, and there was no urinal, and I freaked out. It turns out the men's room did not have a urinal.
Oh, Jade, got to sit down.
All right, see you later.
Hey, I want to show you something. I got to show this to Theron. Look at this. I was talking about guns. You know what that is? That is a gun.
That is beauty.
That is a gun ice tray. Okay, so what you can do is it makes they look like 1911s, okay? Right. And you can, and it's an ice
small,
tray,
so they fit in a glass.
And they fit in, they're small and they fit in a glass. So you can have a gun as an ice cube. So that's one of the things. I'll tell you what, guys, I did not get to as much of the stuff I wanted to today because, A, we've had some technical issues, but it's so much fun here being here when we do the show. And people coming by and saying hi and dropping off baskets full of gifts and stuff like that.
And coffee.
Linda. Yeah, thanks, Linda, for the coffee. We're having a good time. So I don't know. Derek, we still got a couple minutes left.
You must have 6 minutes left.
Yeah. So actually, normally there's a little bit of commercials ahead of time, but he just had to go probably let Ed in the station. Because they came because he's out of power at home. So, yeah, that could be it. I want to say when the wind is blowing like it is, your towers, cell phone towers and stuff like that can have issues. So, sorry, absolutely. We apologize for that. It's out of our control. But we had a lot of fun with everybody today. And we've had fun this whole Christmas season gathering toys. We've exceeded our 1,600 again, I'm sure.
Thank you for having to not get the hook for me on your show. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And I'm so happy to be able to be back doing my second hour on the show. It's always a fun time. Next week, we'll have more gun stuff and less frivolous fun stuff.
Really cracks me up, and I used to run into this when I was in the Witch Doctors blues band. Somebody comes up to you, you're in the middle of working and doing something. They want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
No concept that you're even doing show or you're on stage playing a guitar.
I want you to see the garden gnome.
I've seen that.
The garden gnome with AK-47. I mean, they have got so many fun garden. So there's all sorts of gun things that you can get for the Christmas person in your life there. That is benign. If you don't feel like getting them something that is because you don't, I want to say you don't know what to get them or something, get them a gun magazine. We can take.
Oh, you don't want to go back and buy a toy and put it in a basket?
No. Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the donation.
I'm going to take this down to the crack house and buy some CDs. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir.
Oh, boy. So we're having a lot of fun. I'm watching for Derek to give me the sign here. We got probably a minute or something left until it's time. And we're here at the Walmart in Saline. We're only going to be here a few more minutes, but it's good to have your support. We've had dozens and dozens of listeners come by today.
And by the way, we still have time for you to drive by and give us money. You just walk right by and throw money at us. Please. It's like we're not strippers, but we'll take you just throw
it
up five once, whatever.
Oh, yep. And it's – well, actually, we'll get it to the Salvation Army right here.
This is the second one.
All right. And this gentleman came by with – and his name is – John Claude, and he actually brought us some pictures of himself and his Veterans Day stuff. So
that is really cool.
It's really cool stuff here. So have a lot of fun. And Theron, thank you for being on my show with me today.
Well, thank you. Always a pleasure when you call into my show, too. I have a lot of fun fooling around on the air, but it's truly an education. That's the way we look at Wham overall. We are an education experience, top to bottom. So whenever you call in, you always bring
something to the party.
And it takes us. Sometimes it brings other questions from other people. Then because they, I was thinking about like the gentleman that asked about the genders on the 4473. You know, well, that's interesting. I'll have to think about that. You know, or race. That's what he was talking about. And that's because the government wants to find out if it's only old white guys buying guns or if there's other people too.
They still have those designations under. They haven't gotten rid of
them. They haven't. No. They actually added one. I forget what it was, but it was something that was pretty silly, and it's because they were keeping track of, you know, who's buying guns, and it's like, you know, you don't need to know that, and you don't need to know what race or gender somebody is.
It just came out in the State Department. You can go through and get a passport without specifying gender.
Yeah. This is Dick Kupke and Theron X at WAM Talk 1600 at the Walmart Saline. We'll see you next week.